This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. We just heard the CFPB Director Richard Cordray say mortgage disputes are the most challenging complaint for his agency to resolve. Building a housing market that's fair and easy for consumers to navigate has been a recurring topic in President Obama's recent remarks on the economy. This past week, in a speech in Phoenix, Arizona, the president announced his support to replace government-backed mortgage lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. He says an overhaul of the mortgage system will help prevent another housing crisis.
One of the key things to make sure it doesn't happen again is to wind down these companies that are not really government, but not really private sector. They're known as Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae.
So what would phasing out Fannie and Freddie and creating a privatized mortgage industry mean for consumers? Elise Glink is an author and an expert in personal finance and real estate. Hi, Elise.
Nice to be here.
So tell us exactly what Congress is weighing.
What Congress is trying to figure out is how do you still provide a regulated mortgage market where anybody who wants to buy a home is guaranteed to find that there's money available for them, but at the same time, not have the government take on the $100 billion risk that it has taken on and actually had to shell out for during the recent housing crisis.
Well, the Senate has one proposal and House Republicans have put out something else. What's been proposed and how could that affect buyers going forward?
It's interesting. What's been proposed is from the right or the Republican side of things, they would like no government backstop, basically. They don't want the taxpayers on the hook for dollar one. On the other side, the Democrats, they're looking for some sort of a government backstop, but nobody wants to be at the place where there's a $200 billion with a B that's on the hook from the American taxpayer, because that's bad for re-elections and it's bad for our government and it's really bad for people who actually have to pay for that, like you and me. Even though Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were publicly traded institutions, right? So they had shareholders and they had highly paid executives and all the rest, they were still quasi-governmental, meaning that they had to live up to certain kinds of rules and regulations that other corporations don't have to live up to. And so if you move this all into the private sector, which is what the Republican proposals are all about, the question is, how do you make sure that these companies that don't have to be quasi-governmental are actually going to do good for the American people?
Well, no matter what comes, it looks like the smart thing to do is anticipate higher mortgage rates, right? But how much higher?
How much higher? That's the big question. I think we're looking at a couple of different pieces. So there's the baseline mortgage interest rates, which are going to go up as the economy improves. I mean, let's face it, we were only at a 3.5% 30-year fixed because our economy was in dreadful shape, and it's still in pretty bad shape. So the economy improves, interest rates go up. But if you've got to pay for this government backstop, that's going to be an insurance policy, and it's going to fluctuate, and it's going to be expensive, and ultimately it's going to be homebuyers that pay for that.
Who is most affected by this news? Will the shift toward a privatized mortgage industry mean anything for current mortgage holders, or is it people who want to refinance, or is it purely about people looking ahead to get a mortgage?
I think if you have your loan and you're not doing anything with your loan, you're fine. This isn't really going to affect you. It is going to affect anybody who wants to refinance, get a home equity line of credit, a second mortgage, or actually go out and buy a house and use financing. I think it could also fragment the market quite a bit more than it is. And I think it could make it tougher for people to qualify for mortgages. And this is one of the reasons why the industry is not of a single mind. They're very nervous about anything that would change the status quo. Nobody wants homebuyers to go away. And if these new rules translate into new mortgage rules and it's tougher to qualify for a loan, that could deeply affect the real estate industry's pocket.
It's hard to imagine it being tougher to get a loan than it is already.
Oh, no, you've forgotten. Back in 2008, even if you had millions in the bank, nobody could get a loan. So it used to be even harder than it is today. And I think the pendulum is swinging back to something a little bit more reasonable. But the problem is all of us in our head measure this against where we were in 2003 and 2004, where if you had a pulse and a good credit score, you could qualify for a loan that was 10 times your income. And frankly, those days aren't coming back, and I hope they never do.
Personal finance expert Elise Glink, thanks so much for this.
It's a pleasure.